Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter and do that. We'd love to hear from you. Try to help you if we can. All right.
Well, yeah, buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, they're not really related, okay? Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been together for 5 years and married for 3 years. I have a son by my ex-husband, and my husband has a son by an ex-girlfriend. Our blended family works perfectly because the boys are very close in age, so they're best friends. My stepson's mom is cool, but I've made it a point to keep her at a distance because my mother-in-law told me she can be very messy at times. She also warned me to keep an eye on my husband's cousin, Mallory, because she's a bad influence on my husband and will have him hanging out all of the time. When I met my husband, he was out with his cousin, Mallory. They were inseparable, and she has a son around our son's age, so they all play together. She's a beautiful woman with her own business, so I wondered why she's still single. After we got married, Mallory stopped coming around as much, and my husband said she was dating someone new and didn't want him to meet the guy. That was 4 years ago. Now she stopped coming over altogether. My husband's ex-girlfriend called me one day to ask if Mallory and I had a problem with each other. I told her no and asked why. She said there's a rumor that Mallory's 3-year-old son is my husband's child. I thought Mallory was his cousin, but his ex said they're not related at all. I called my mother-in-law to ask her, and she jokingly said they're kissing cousins and probably used to mess around. It started to make sense because Mallory said she was too sick to come to our wedding and she never calls my phone. She always calls my husband and they talk privately a lot. Boy, was I stupid if this is true. How do I find out all the truth without fighting them? I don't know how you're going to do it without fighting them. Because it seems pretty clear what this is. And so much for the perfect blended family that you thought you had, because this is a mess. And you already know that if you ask him, he's certainly going to lie about it. He hasn't told you until this point. If you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know the lies will be flying out of your husband's mouth before you can even get the questions out, okay? There's also the matter of exactly what truth do you want to know? Do you want to know if they're really cousins. Are they exes? And the big question, of course, is your husband Mallory's baby daddy. You got to look at the facts. When you met your husband, he was with Mallory. They were inseparable. Those are your words. Your mother-in-law told you to keep an eye on her because she's a bad influence on your husband. I don't really know what that means, but your mother-in-law also said that Mallory and your husband probably messed around. And they're kissing cousins, okay? That could produce a child if they messed around. And then his ex said they're not related at all. After you guys married, Miss Mallory stopped coming around and now only talks to your husband in private. Something is off. Okay, you got to admit that. Something is off. And this sounds bad. It should be fairly easy to get a DNA test to see who is the child's father. But what is your gut telling you? That's what I got to ask you. What is your gut telling you? Because my gut is leaning toward Mallory is not his cousin, like they said. And your husband is the father. That's what my gut is telling me. Steve?
Wow. I wasn't expecting this. I'm going to admit I'm a big throwed off. You know, a little bit of, oh, really? Oh,
okay. One more time.
And, really? Now, normally I would prepare a lie for this guy, but this may be not the time for the lie. Well, instead of lying, no, this is a time for reveal. See, there's a difference. You got to know when to lie, and you got to know when to reveal. So let me walk you through what I'm saying. You've been married for 5 years, 3 years, knowing this guy for five. You got a son by your ex-husband, and your husband has a son by ex-girlfriend. Our blended family works together perfectly because the boys are very close in age. Let's keep that in mind. We're going to need this information right here. Put a star next to that. So they're best friends. My stepson's mom is cool, but I made it a point to keep her at a distance because my mother-in-law told me she could be very messy at times. Okay, let's keep that in mind because that's going to come back. She also wanted me to keep an eye on my husband's cousin, Mallory, because she's a bad influence on my husband when they have him hanging out all the time. I met my husband. He was out with his cousin, Mallory. They were inseparable. He has a son around our son. She has a son around our son's age. So they all play together. She's a beautiful woman with her own business. So I wonder why she was still single. After we got married, Mallory stopped coming around as much. And my husband said she was dating someone new and didn't want him to meet the guy. Okay. That's an interesting comment. Don't know why he don't want you to meet the new guy. You know, y'all friends and cousins, you would think you'd want your cousin's opinion. That was 4 years ago. Now she just stopped coming over altogether. My husband's ex-girlfriend called me one day. Your husband's ex-girlfriend called you. Didn't your mother-in-law tell you to watch her because she messy?
She sure did.
She told you to watch his ex-girlfriend because she is messy. Here she go. She called you and asked if Mallory and I had a problem with each other.
Hang on. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, they're not really related. Okay, we'll get back into it right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, they're not really related.
This woman been married, been 3 years, been knowing this guy five. She got a son from a previous husband. He got a son from a previous girlfriend. They both the same age. They got a blended family. They play together all the time. Fast forward, the mother gets in and tells her, beware of his former girlfriend because she can be messy. Then the mother-in-law told her, beware of Mallory because she can be get him into trouble and be a bad influence on him. So every woman in his life has been a bad decision. Every last one of them. Damn. Now, they were inseparable because when you met them, he was with Mallory. They were inseparable and everything. And she's beautiful, got her own business. And you wonder why she was still single. Well, after we got married, Mallory stopped coming around as much. And my husband said she was dating someone new and didn't want him to meet the guy. If when you're cousins, you want your other cousin's opinion, especially if y'all close.
Yeah.
Red flag. That was 4 years ago. Now she stopped coming over altogether. My husband's ex-girlfriend called me one day to ask if Mallory and I had a problem with each other. Now, why this heifer called you? You want me to tell you why she called you? Because your mom-in-law told you she was messy. And here she come. 4 years. Took her 4 years to call you. And asked if you and Mallory have a problem with each other. I told her no. She said, well, why you ain't got no problem with her? She said there's a rumor that Mallory's three-year-old son is your husband's child. I thought Mallory was his cousin. Well, now, let's deal with this right now. If Mallory was his cousin, you don't have to worry about if he lying. All you need to do is watch that boy close. Now, there's three boys that's playing now. Is your little boy from your ex-husband? Is your husband's little boy from his ex-girlfriend? And now is Mallory's little boy. If Mallory is your husband's cousin, you would know that by watching the boy.
You know what?
Because this little boy ain't going to be quite right now.
You know what?
I'm just telling you, he's going to be rapping. He ain't gonna play like the rest of the boy. He ain't gonna be able to climb on stuff. You know, he ain't gonna do little boy stuff now. If these cousins have gotten together, I'm telling you right now, he 4 years, how old is the little boy right now?
Three.
3 years old. He ain't said nothing. Nothing.
He spoke.
He still crawling.
At three.
He ain't said nothing.
I cannot with you today.
He's still crawling.
At three.
At
I can't believe you, man.
Three.
You can walk at one.
Can't say walk.
Before one.
Wah wah. That E. Huh? I'm just telling you, if this was Mallory Cuss, just watch the boy.
Oh, man.
How big is his head?
Are you done? Come on, man.
Would you move on from this?
No. This is how you do these letters. Okay. Now, we'll get back to the boy. But right now, let's
go.
But his ex said they're not related at all. Once again, it would be in the boy if they were related. Now, obviously, this boy is normal. He ain't doing nothing that the inbred people do.
What?
I'm from West Virginia. I've seen a couple of people that stayed up the road. What can happen?
Oh, Lord.
Down there, just 13 years old, just walking down the street, just peeing on himself. If you don't pull over on the side of the road and just do your business on the side, what's you walking and peeing on yourself, Herbert.
He got a helmet on.
Yeah.
All right, move on.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, if he's 15 and still got training with, he just ain't going to get it. I'm just telling you, he just ain't going to get it. His equilibrium is never going to kick in. Equilibrium is never going to kick in. He's 15, he got them training wheels, he still ride to the side like this. He still ride to the side like this.
Back to Mallory.
He hollering for no reason. Just no
back to running. Mallory, the mama.
If he come over your house.
That's what I mean.
If he get thirsty, if he take his helmet off and put the water in the helmet to drink it, we're dealing with some issues now. I'm just trying to tell you. Anyway, called your mother-in-law to ask her, and she jokingly said they're kissing cousins and probably used to mess around. Started to make sense because Mallory said she was too sick to come to our wedding, and she never calls my phone. She always calls my husband, and they talk privately a lot. Boy, was I stupid if this is true. No, you're not. No, you're not. It wasn't stupid at all. Nobody knew, and there's no way to know. And obviously, it's not in the boy because the boy is normal. Thank God for that. So, no, they're not cousins. Now, to find out all the truth without fighting, why you got to fight them? Just gather them together. I tell you what, you can fix all this. Just ask the boy.
Yeah.
Listen, please leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram.
Answers is just blurts.
At Steve Harvey FM, and please check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.